From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio, who's on assignment. Senate Republicans are expected to roll out another coronavirus relief package proposal this week. The House has already passed a new $3 trillion relief bill. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins me now live to talk about it. Hi, Nancy.
Hey, Sabri.
So what exactly is on the table here?
Well, the Senate will probably have a smaller price tag of around $1 trillion. Senate Republicans are also expected to insist on some liability protections for businesses to protect them from lawsuits if workers or customers get COVID-19 and blame the business owner. President Trump also says he wants the legislation to include a payroll tax cut.
What about the extra $600 a week in unemployment payments that workers are now getting?
That's a big stumbling block, Sabri. It's scheduled to expire at the end of this month. Democrats want it to continue, maybe for the next 6 months. But Republican leaders say some people are making more money from unemployment than when they were working. They see this $600 as a disincentive to return to work. Democrats say there aren't enough jobs for all the unemployed workers right now. And if the extra money were cut, it would cause great financial hardship.
Is there any sense of a compromise on the horizon there at all?
Possibly. Republicans might be willing to continue with a smaller unemployment subsidy. There's also talk about giving people who return to work a bonus. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said any new subsidy would be no more than 100% of a person's lost wages.
All right. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer, thank you so much.
You're welcome.